And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Thanks for spending time at Hail Varsity Radio. We're presented by Currency, Chris Schmidt, Elijah Herbel. Big recruiting weekend for Nebraska, and a standout offensive lineman from Fort Collins, Gage Ginther, joins us. And can find Gage on Twitter at Gage_Ginther on Twitter, at Gage Ginther on Instagram. Gage, thanks for a few minutes. Great to talk to you again. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well. Tell us about your weekend. What stuck out about your visit to Lincoln?
It was a great weekend. My favorite part about the weekend was probably the new facilities for sure, and just how friendly the staff was with me and my family. And I also love being around the other big recruits, because it really showed me like how good Nebraska's 2024 class could be. And I think they're going to get some of those kids, because we're all super happy about our visit, so I loved it.
Gage Ginther's with us here on Hail Varsity Radio. And Gage, one of the things that was really emphasized before this recruiting weekend from the staff and from those that cover Husker football was that Nebraska wanted to present a family environment, from the Husker baseball game on Friday night to going and watching practice on Saturday. I want to get your take on what you saw from Matt Rhule and his staff in that regard. Did you feel a family environment this weekend?
Yeah, they treated everyone there like family. They talked to my parents the whole time. They talked to me the whole time, and you know, they just like hung out with us. It was a ton of fun, and they were all great people. So it was a lot like a family.
I do have to ask if you partook in ping pong, and if so, how did it go?
I didn't play Coach Rhule, but he played Dylan Raiola, and he smoked Dylan. But I played Coach Raiola, and I beat him. So
okay, so you beat Dylan. So who were some of the other players that were here this weekend that you knew coming in, or maybe you've connected with since this weekend?
I knew Brandon Baker going into this weekend just because we're both linemen, and I met him at CU a while back. But I got to know Dylan pretty well. Roger Gradney, he's committed there in 2024, and then I met Jared, and Jacob Smith and Eli Newby. That's most of the kids I was hanging out with this weekend.
So, Gage, tell me about that recruiting pitch to you. We kind of hit that back in the first segment with what was said to Dylan Raiola. I want to get your take. You're a guy who knew Donovan Raiola back whenever he was still under Mickey Joseph in the fall, and now he's in a new staff, but it's still that same guy. And I want to get your take on what his pitch was to you and what it was like spending the weekend with him.
He just tells me that he's going to develop me mentally and technically, like with my technique and stuff. He's going to develop me into an NFL player, and that if I come to Nebraska, they're going to win games and they're going to win them fast. That's most of the stuff he tells me, and I know that's true. So I love Coach Raiola, and I love what he's doing.
Gage, you have a number of options and offers, 19 to our count. There could be more out there, and I know Nebraska offered you under Mickey back in November. And you've had just a slew of offers before that and since then. What are you feeling right now with this recruiting process? Is it overwhelming? Are you enjoying it? And as far as the timeline goes, what's it look like for you?
I'm enjoying it a lot right now. Just kind of taking everything in and comparing all my options. But I want to try to commit before my senior season if I can. But I don't know. We'll see. I don't really have a strict timeline that I'm going by. I'll just commit when I find out where I want to go.
Take me through these last couple months. I believe the offer list for you is up to 19, and I think we were closer to 10 whenever we talked to you back in the fall. So I want to get your take on just what this past couple months has been like. Did you expect your recruitment to take off in the way that it has?
Oh, yeah, I completely expected it, to be honest. I just had to wait till coaches kind of saw my film and everything, and then they offered me right when they saw it, I guess. But, yeah, it's been kind of crazy. Just I got really busy really quick, which is kind of new for me just because it happened all within a couple of weeks. But I don't know. I've really enjoyed it.
Gage, what do you want to do in college? Are you wanting to play at a tackle spot? Do you want to go on the interior? What's Nebraska talk to you about? What do they envision for you?
They say I could play all five positions. But I want to play tackle. If I could play tackle, I'd want to play tackle. But honestly, I think I'll play guard, and then I'll just play wherever I can play fastest, so I'm fine with whatever.
And you mentioned that development piece from Coach Riley. Did he get into that this weekend, where he thinks you need some development and what he thinks he can help you develop in? And then personally, what are you trying to develop this offseason as you get ready for your senior year?
I'm just trying to develop everything. Like, just get stronger, get bigger, get all my technique right. I mean, there's not really anything like specific that I'm bad at. I just want to get everything as fine as I can. And then same with, that's what Coach Riley tells me too. He just is like, there's always something you could be working on. So if you come here, you'll never run out of things to do.
Gage Ginther with us, Hail Varsity Radio, four-star offensive lineman from Fort Collins, Colorado, part of the recruiting weekend for Nebraska. Gage, want to go back to Dylan for a moment and your connection with him. And are guys interested in Nebraska on their own, or does it help that the Dylan's been a part of this? What's the peer recruiting level like between you guys with checking out different places?
I mean, it like, of course, if Dylan went there, it would definitely change the minds and kind of encourage kids to go to Nebraska, but I think everyone liked it just on their own. Like, I definitely liked it on my own. Like, Dylan going there or not wouldn't affect me crazy, like, a ton. But obviously, if he went there, it's going to encourage some guys to go there because he's just such a good player. But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I just think that everyone liked what they saw. And if he does go there, it'll definitely help, but it won't be, like, a game changer.
Did anyone have the thought that seems very common every single year, which is, man, I thought Memorial Stadium was just going to be surrounded by cornfields. Did you hear any of that this weekend on the visit?
Not really. I mean, I've been there before, but I did hear one kid say something like that. He's like, it's not how I expected it to be. It's more like a city environment in Lincoln, and it's definitely like an underrated town is what he said.
Along with that, did you guys have player hosts this weekend, and how much of that was, you know, talking to the former players and current players and coaching staff about just what Lincoln actually is?
I mean, I talked to some kids. We didn't really talk much about the town of Lincoln, I guess. We all kind of just, we like toured it and stuff, and everyone liked it, but we didn't do a ton in the town, I guess.
It's about football?
Yeah, mostly.
Couple more minutes. Gage Ginther giving us a few minutes. Hail Varsity Radio. Gage, what style, your style specifically, with what Satterfield wants to do offensively. Tell me about your fit on the offensive line and how your skills could adapt to Nebraska's offense, or just in general, what offense do you want to go play for?
I want to run the ball a lot, and then of course we got to pass and stuff, so I could get my pass ball right because I want to play the NFL. But I want to run the ball like as much as we can. But I also like pass pro, and I think I'm good at both, and I could do both. And then Coach Satterfield think he likes me so much because I'm like really aggressive, and he says you can't teach like people to be mean. It just kind of happens.
Who helped teach you to be mean? Let me ask you that.
I don't know. That's just kind of how I am, I guess. But it's like my dad and brother definitely taught me, and then my trainer, Matt McChesney, taught me a ton.
Do you think there's value in being an offensive lineman, a mean, nasty type, going to the Big Ten? Is that part of the selling factor with Nebraska, the fact that, you know, the Big Ten is known for putting out mean, nasty NFL offensive linemen?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the whole Big Ten, every school say that to me. So, yeah, it's definitely a way they recruit. And I mean, it is true. I mean, the whole line play in the Big Ten is really good, so.
Gage, who's recruiting you the hardest right now, and what's your visit schedule look like here the rest of this spring?
I'm going to Tennessee this weekend, then USC and UCLA, Oregon and Penn State. Those are the schools I have to go to, and then or I have left to go to, and then I've been to Nebraska and I've been to CU. And then the schools that are recruiting me the hardest, like, they're all recruiting me pretty hard. All the schools I just named are recruiting me pretty hard. But, I mean, the hardest, probably Nebraska, CU, Oregon, and Tennessee.
Tell me about that prime factor with Colorado. There's been a lot of talk in the national media about the momentum that he's building at Colorado, and I want to get your thoughts on what that recruiting experience has been like with Coach Prime in Colorado.
It's really cool. It's cool to see the difference between the two staffs and to see the changes that he's made alone just coming there. And bringing his new staff in, which he brought a really good staff in there. So I think that's going to help them a lot. I think they're going to win some games. And they got a really good class out of the portal this year. So I think they're going to be good. And there's definitely a huge culture change from last season.
Gage, what does the rest of your spring look like? Are you doing any track, basketball? What other sports do you like doing aside from football?
I'm playing baseball right now.
Okay. So I assume they throw you at first or third, or, I mean, where are you at on the diamond?
First.
Okay.
Are you the slugger type, I'll assume, the first baseman that just hits dingers?
Yeah, I just kind of – I'm only on the team really to hit, so I don't do much fielding.
So you're telling me you're a DH?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, good enough. Gage, best to you and your family, and thanks for giving us a few minutes, and appreciate you jumping in here with Hail Varsity.
Of course.
Take care. Good to spend time with Gage Ginther. You can find him again on Twitter at @Gage_Ginther, @Gage Ginther. On Instagram, we'll have that interview posted for the podcast. Spotify, iTunes, Google Play is where you can get the audio and, of course, the video portion of it, the Hail Varsity YouTube channel. Good to get his insight on that and know that he's a DH.
I was wondering what his walk-up song was, but we missed on that. I'm just imagining the fear in a pitcher's heart whenever the walk-up song starts and you see a 6'6", 300-pound monster coming up ready to hit some dingers. He's got a bigger strike zone to hit, but, man, you can't miss with your pitches at all.
No, you got to bust him in. Bust him inside and don't let him extend the arms, right? But, no, that's pretty insightful with Gage, just all five, first of all. I mean, and you've got a lot of cross training on the offensive line with Raiola and of course, with Coach Rule. Same page, no shock there, but it is win now and win with you. And I like this take on Raiola. Yeah, there's interest if the number one player in the country is interested and has made as many trips and is so positive about Nebraska, but it's not, as he said, the deal breaker.
That, that's what we hit on last week.
Yeah, Nebraska is going to make a connection, an impression, and it's a fit thing. And it was good. I mean, he laid out. That's a list. Tennessee this weekend, USC, UCLA, Oregon, and then Penn State for Gage. And Oklahoma, I believe, offered him back on March 1st. Mm. So OU this month officially in on him. But good stuff. And Gage's family originally from Nebraska. They're great folks. Quick timeout. We'll talk some Elite Eight on the way with Hail Varsity.